All right, man, you ready to go?
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
You're good. I got a car in the wall.
The starter tower has signaled. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And just like that, we are all live with you tonight, right live from the Racetime Radio Studio. So, so glad you could tune in tonight. And how about happy Easter to absolutely one and all here tonight? Man, what an Easter weekend. It's been kind of cool here, but nice to see that snow is pretty well history. And spring well underway here outside the Racetime Radio Studio. Let me tell you who we got coming on the show tonight. We have an awesome lineup for you here. We're going to kick it all off down south. He got a huge win just last weekend in that ASA Stars Tour. Cole Butcher going to join the show tonight, driver of that Donnie Wilson, number 28. He did a masterful job behind the wheel, picked it up and laid it down. Cole Butcher, Victory Lane, race number 2 of the ASA Stars Tour. We'll also talk NASCAR Canada. How about this guy right here? The Wonder, number 84. We got Larry Jackson going to join the show. We'll talk some NASCAR Canada. We'll also talk some APC competition with a new guy coming into the series. He's not totally new. Let me tell you, he burns up Delaware Speedway, that half mile. Got lots of wins, and he tends on doing the same in APC. We got Connor Pertigo going to join the show, number 19. We'll catch up tonight with the 78 ASA APC car. We got Joe Lawrence going to pop on by. He's had a disastrous start to the ASA portion of his schedule. We'll talk to him about all the above. We'll get all that bad stuff out of the way, and we'll hear from Joe Lawrence himself. They did rebound and have a 16th place finish in race number 2, so good on Joe for that. And then we're going to wrap the night up with, how about Trayton Lapcevich? He's getting ready to go in his number 77 machine for that Cars Tour. I believe they head off to Hickory, I do believe. We'll catch up with Trayton here tonight on the show. We got all that to do and some news. I got lots to pass along to you, but what do you say we get things started right now with that guy that went to Victory Lane just a week ago in that ASA Stars Tour, the driver of the number 28. We know him as Cole Butcher. What's going on tonight there, Mr. Butcher? Congratulations, race 2, win 1.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good for you, man. I didn't watch the race. We were busy live on Racetime Radio, but I was following along on Race Monitor, me and Jim Irvin. He was in here last week, and we're following along. I seen Butcher out front, then Butcher not out front, then Butcher back out front, then Butcher not out front, and at the end, Butcher out front wins the race. Take us back through it. Sounds like an eventful day.
Yeah, we didn't qualify very good, but we knew we had a good race car. So we just made our way to the field. Majority of the field, except for our teammates, didn't pit. So we stayed out, was able to pull away from the field when we went back green. We pitted, lost the lead, then got the lead back. And then on one restart, Gio beat me on a restart. So we had to race him for quite a while. But I was able to cross him over and come away with the victory.
Yeah, good for you. I know it didn't start out real well, the season, that is. Things were looking good at New Smyrna Speedway, and then it didn't turn out the world's best for you. And then you went along and you took off to Hickory, almost won yourself a St. Paddy's Day 150, came up a lap short there. And then, man, you turned it right around this past weekend. You want to win that ASA Tour, and you can tell, Cole, you really buckle down when it gets to those races.
Yeah, we've had a couple ups and downs. I mean, I know it's only the first part of the season, so who really knows, right? But, yeah, we've been pretty good. We've been chasing Bubba, chasing Casey. So now that we know we have a good car and we know where we need to be, I think we're going to be pretty good the rest of the season.
Yeah, good deal. Did you happen to catch yesterday's Xfinity race and see Bubba out there in the 88 car? Did you see that?
I followed it on my phone. I was at the shop cleaning the trailer, so once I got cooled down and went to the ice cream shop, I was able to put my phone down. I was able to watch the end of it. So congratulations to Bubba. I'm not really much for cheering other competitors on, but it was pretty cool to see him do that just because the fact that he was given the opportunity just like the rest of us would like to have. So seeing the success he had, it just makes us, the rest of us, feel that much better and give us a little bit of hope.
Man, it's got to be something, right? To go from a nimble super late model or a pro late model, we see you drive both, to get out of those and to look at an Xfinity car. Man, they're a lot heavier. They're a lot bulkier. Yeah, they got a lot of horsepower, but still, the learning curve has to be huge.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I know he did all of his studying. He went some sim time, and he's just a great racer in general. So kudos to him for what he did, and hopefully he'll get the shot. If not, maybe one of us will get a shot.
That would be, like, on top of my wish list would be to see a guy like you, Cole, get an opportunity. A guy like Steven Nassi. I know he's a staunch competitor of yours. You'd want to go ahead of him, as he would want to go ahead of you, sort of thing. But Cole, I think the timing couldn't be better for something like this, where guys actually earn an opportunity to get a seat like it was in the old days.
Yeah, I would agree. Now it's just, honestly, it's unfortunate, but it's just who has the right amount of money in the bank account, if not the correct sponsors, which is just really hard to come by. So, you know, one day the opportunity might come, but if not, then I know I gave my best efforts, and yeah, I'll be able to tell a good story to my grandchildren when I get old.
Yeah, hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. What you have managed to do over your career, and I've been fortunate enough to follow you all the way through up here in Canada and now down south watching what you do, it is truly amazing. And we also have to give congratulations to you and your wife. Sounds like you got a new addition.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a new butcher coming into town here at the end of August, so we can't look forward to that. And I mean, we do look forward to that, and yeah, it's just going to be a new journey for us.
Oh, I bet you your mom and dad are right off the hook. Things couldn't be better in you know, Atlantic Tilt World Load or Atlantic Tilt Load World.
Yeah, both sides of the family are very excited. So August 25th is the due date, and we just count down the days until we get to meet our little guy.
Nah, it's going to be awesome, Cole. You know it's going to be. Do we know yet if it's a boy or a girl? Or are you going to tip your hand?
It is a boy.
Oh, boy.
Bryson.
Uh-oh. Now what are you going to do? Do you get dibs on naming your son, or does your wife take total control and say, no, my turn?
We kind of agreed on everything. It's going to be Brody James Butcher. So it has a little bit of a cool racing name to it, but it's named after both of our grandparents, our grandparents. So, yeah, it's just a little cool thing.
Too cool, Cole. I got to ask you this. I know lots of listeners and viewers are thinking it. Of course, you are a native of Nova Scotia, Porter's Lake, I do believe, which is fairly close to Halifax, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been to Porter's Lake, but you were originally from Nova Scotia. You're now down south, and you have been for, well, the better part of a year, if not more. What do you do full-time down there? Do you full-time drive race cars? Is that what you're doing, or what do you do?
I work for my parents' company during the week, just doing logistics, taking care of our long-haul operators, just helping my parents out as much as I can. And whenever racing happens. So I think we might go test tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm very fortunate to have a very flexible schedule and a great company / parents that let me do what I love to do. So, yeah, I just work during the week, and then come Friday, we're at a racetrack.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that your parents' company has grown over the years. Do you do much down south? Do they do much across the border?
Yeah, we'll go wherever you need us to go. We had a couple trucks in Phoenix, Missouri, South Dakota, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll go wherever you need to go. Our majority, our big long-haul divisions go to, like, Montreal, Quebec, Montreal, Toronto. That's our hot spots. So, yeah, but if there's something on our trailer and it needs to go somewhere, we'll take it there.
I wouldn't doubt it. If you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. Happy Easter, all of that. We are with Cole Butcher. He won the Sunshine State 200, the ASA Stars Tour, one of the hottest tours in all of North America. Cole Butcher goes to Victory Lane at Five Flags Speedway just a week ago. Just a week ago. And what a race for him in the number 28. What's it like running for Donnie Wilson? Do you prepare your own car? Or does that all get done at Donnie Wilson's shop and you go there?
I would say the last year I would prepare my car myself and Will. But then this year coming, going back and working for my parents, I don't have as much time. So I'll drop in a couple, like probably once a day. Just review everything, go over everything with Bond. But I put all my faith into Will and Jerry at the shop and Dennis and James. But, yeah, I trust them with everything. But I'm there as much as I can. I got my own cars just two doors down the road. So I work on them during the week to get them ready for Jared to go back to Canada. But, yeah, it's just busy. It's busy, working between two shops and then getting everything on the road. And, yeah, it's just a thrill. I love it.
I don't think you would have it any other way, Cole. If it was easy and boring, I can't see you doing it, honest. If I'm being totally honest, I know you. You love having your foot to the floor, and you always perform better when the pressure is on. You do a good job behind the wheel, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. I enjoy the pressure. I don't let it get to me. But, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the next handful of races. I think we're going to go to maybe Montgomery next. I'm not really sure. And then Lee, New Hampshire for the 30 grand to win race. So, yeah, we'll just keep on trucking and hopefully get a couple more victories.
And you have your full racing schedule up on Butcher Racing, right? You can, fans, listeners can go there and check it out. You're just not ASA Star Steer. You got a bunch planned.
No, we'll be doing some car store stuff, ASA, Southern Super Series, Blizzard Series, CRA, Pass, yeah, Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
I was just going to say, Maritime Pro Stock Tour. You got to do something up here this year.
Yeah, that's the plan. As long as I can get across the border, I'll be there. This whole immigration thing is a pain in the butt, but we're getting it all dealt with.
Yeah, you'll get it all handled. And a big thing you got to watch out for, Cole, just so you know, which you probably already realize, but when you do get up on this side of the border, that brother of yours has been twisting heads, getting victories, kind of looking like the 53 from before you left.
Yeah, no, he's had great success the last year, and I'm very proud of him. So hopefully we can race door to door, and one of us comes out on top.
So Stars Tour, next Stars Tour race for you doesn't happen until May 23rd. You go back to Hickory, which you do have laps on. Will those laps help you that you were there on the 150 just like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every single lap you can do in a race car is going to help you. So we use that as a little test session. We're going to go test here in a couple weeks just to get ready with the Super. So, yeah, really high hope for that race. And, yeah, we should be one of the contenders.
Any surprises coming up in the schedule, tracks you haven't been to, maybe ones that aren't real high on Cole Butcher's priority list coming up this year?
Not really. We're excited to go to all the racetracks. We've never been to Owosso, so that's pretty close to you on the American side of the border in Michigan. So we're looking forward to go to that one. But no, we're excited to go to all the racetracks this year. And we just look at every day you get to be at a racetrack, it's a good day. So, yeah, we just can't wait.
That notebook has to be getting thicker. And do you guys rely on that notebook a lot, Cole?
Yeah, my team, we have a lot of good notes between all of our racetracks in the last couple of years. But unfortunately, we changed tires this year, so we kind of have to start fresh. So, we like I said, we've had a good couple of good test sessions, and we have a good notebook for now, so we just can't wait to keep going.
So, if you keep your nose to the grindstone, keep raking in those wins, and I guess the points will take care of themselves. Is it safe to say, Cole Butcher, that you want that championship? You are shooting for that championship, or do you even look at it?
Well, with the races being so far apart, you don't really start thinking about it until the last couple of races, so it's kind of cool. You don't really have to worry about points racing. Now that you said that, we do have stage wins and everything like that and qualifying points, so you do have to think about it a little bit, but honestly, if you're a good car, you're going to be there. So you play with it a little bit, but you don't really let it get to you. So probably the last couple of races, you'll let it play a little bit of a part depending on where you're at, but yeah, you just go out there and do the best you can, and hopefully the points just take care of themselves.
any big pickups over the last two races, or not the last two, but the first two of 2024? Any big takeaways that you learned behind the wheel of that 28 that you can look at and go, I didn't know that?
Not really. Everything's pretty well the same, other than this tire having so much grip and not a lot of fall off. So just take that into consideration and be a little bit more aggressive. And it seemed to work out the last race. So we're just going to do the same thing and move forward.
Good deal. Man, I'll tell you what, we all can't wait. Of course, you can check out every one of those ASA Stars Tour races on TrackTV.com. And you'll be able to watch every one of their races, all live coverage. And it's going to be outstanding. Cole Butcher, it's been great catching up with you, kiddo. Again, another W. That's what you want to see. And, hey, what's it like having a couple more Canadians in the pits? Do you get time to go over and see Kyle or Joe? Do you get a chance to socialize at all?
I'm pretty quiet. I like to stay in my own trailer, so I haven't really talked to anybody. Kyle was right next to my car the other day, but between signing autographs and figuring out what we need to do, I didn't really make it over to him. But I'll get over there one of these days. Everybody looks like great gentlemen and the great racers, so I'll get to meet Joe and I'll get to meet Kyle here shortly. But it's cool not just being the only one there, and I look forward to it, racing all those guys all season long.
Well, and you do a whale of a job, kiddo. Keep it up. We'll get you back on Racetime Radio as we always do. Thanks so much for the time. And did you find all your Easter eggs? Hey, look out. Next year you're going to have to share all of those Easter eggs.
I know. The wife was slacking this year. No Easter egg hunt, but I can't wait for next year. There'll be Easter eggs everywhere.
Too much fun. Thanks so much, Cole. You have a good one, buddy.
Perfect. Thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
You bet. That's Cole Butcher. Watch for him in that ASA Stars Tour. He puts on a show. I guarantee it. Steven Nassi also out there. Ty Majeski. And, oh, man, the list of competitors that's running ASA Stars Tour Racing is off the hook. It's just amazing. And to know that we have good competitive cars and drivers competing in that series, just votes a lot for Canadian short track racing, doesn't it? And it feels so good to see our guys now having some success. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I got some news to share with you. Big news, actually. And we had a couple more minutes, and we're going to have Larry Jackson all live tonight. We'll talk NASCAR Canada with one of those crafty veterans. He's a fireman by day and a whale of a race car driver when those races all come up. Larry Jackson coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio.
Hey, race fans. Donald Chisholm from Riverside Speedway in Nova Scotia, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney,
Chase Elliott,
Kyle Larson,
Joey Logano,
Kyle Busch,
Martin Truex Jr.,
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fans.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shuts him up the racetrack.
Stay out, stay out, stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Good! Yeah!
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24/7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
I'm learning to fly.
Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on The Buried Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's all right.
It's Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's all right.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Andy Ganesh, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how. AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to the Joes.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo! Shake and bake!
Here on Racetime Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. Well, I got to do some changing myself, right? It says back to the Joes. Well, Joes hasn't been here. It's just Joe being here. The other Joe, of course, working for Two Speed, moved to Hanover, Ontario. Doesn't get to the studio that much anymore. So I got to fix that one. But I got to get you up to date on some news. I had a meeting on Wednesday of this week. And it was with Canada Talks, our channel, right? We have been on Canada Talks since it started over 10 years ago. And prior to that, Racetime Radio was on Sirius Channel 98, the score for, I don't know, two and a half years, something like that. And then we came down off that channel because that channel went away. And we went to Sports Express Channel 157. And that's when SiriusXM merged. But this is a long story to tell you. We've been on SiriusXM a long, long time. But the meeting I had on Wednesday with Canada Talks, Joe Thistle, the guy that I got hooked up with after the score some, I'm going to say, 13, 14 years ago, Joe retired. So congratulations to Joe Thistle. Way he goes and retires. He much deserves it. Been in the industry for like 40 years and was flying Canada Talks. It was actually his idea to start the channel, and what a channel he has built. Now Joe has retired out a couple weeks ago, had a meeting on Wednesday, and the powers to be now on the channel. We had a meeting on Wednesday, and they said, hey, Joe, this is going to be a bittersweet discussion. I said, how's that? And they said, well, Channel 167 Canada Talks, we're going to change our programming. And Racetime Radio isn't on our new program list. We are changing the whole channel up. We're going to go less sports, maybe no sports, and they're going to change flow. So it happens with absolutely everything in life, right? Things change. If you're around long enough, things change. Well, it's going to change, Now, at the end of the month, Racetime Radio will no longer be on Canada Talks. We will still be right here every Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel. So please join us on there. Like and subscribe if you don't mind. We'll also be on Rev TV Canada every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And I have been in discussion with another SiriusXM channel, probably more related to racing. Can't say who, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, so I don't want to put no cart in front of the horse. But just so you know, at the end of April, Racetime Radio won't be on Canada Talks anymore. They're changing the design and the flow of the channel. So I want to thank everybody at Canada Talks. It's been a great family over the past 10 years. We've had a lot of fun and got a lot of programming to a lot of race fans across the country on Canada Talks. And, hey, onward and upward. You guys go do your thing, and we're going to continue to do our thing on Racetime Radio. And hopefully we'll show up on another SiriusXM channel. We'll keep you definitely posted. But we are here on Canada Talks until the end of April before we're going to part ways. So just wanted to let everybody know that. And thanks to everybody at Canada Talks. It's been a great ride. Good luck. I hope your new programming all works out as we intend everything to work out just fine right here on Racetime Radio. And so glad you could tune in. But what do you say we change the topic and let's talk about NASCAR Canada, shall we? With the guy that, this is his car. Well, that one and... how about that one? Yeah, the 84 and the 84, the Wonder Car. He's a great guy. His name is Larry Jackson, and talk about a guy that has come a long way behind the wheel of a race car. This guy has. He joins us now. What's going on, Larry? How you doing, buddy?
I'm just hanging out at my daughter's house doing some renovations, actually.
Oh, the renovation guy now.
We do it all here. We do it do anything for a dollar, right?
Did you find your Easter eggs today?
We did. We went out for an Easter brunch in Smithville with extended family and had a great time. Some Easter eggs, some wine, and then come back to renovation. So great Easter. Happy Easter, by the way.
Yeah. And same to you, Larry. Man, this is going to be an exciting season. How are all the plans coming for that number 84 car?
And plans are always going well. We got tons of irons in the fire. Same as last year. We had, very many sponsors before March, and we got 5 of them locked down now. Not very much, but it's going to be a tougher year than last year. But it's the same story with every race car driver. We're going to make it work. We're going to be there. We're going to try our best, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and enjoy NASCAR, because NASCAR, it's so much fun. So, the people there, and yeah, I love it. I got a problem.
Larry, you have constantly made good forward progress in your career. I know it may not feel like that, but I can tell you from a guy that watches results and watches the races, that number 84 car is going to figure into the mix in victory lane, I might add, in one of these races, because you are making good forward progress. Does it feel that way for you?
I think so. Some of my crew guys would like more. I know where we are in the great scheme of things. I know what we spend and what we do. And we have so many teams that help take care of this. I'd say not even a small team anymore. We have a bunch of cars. We have Matthew driving the 99 car on a couple road courses. I think we have that car rented out for GP3R. It's that car is quite quick. We give him he's just actually really good. And maybe I should step aside sooner or later. I want to be a car owner and step aside from the driving one day. I just enjoy it so much. And I'm surrounded by really good people. And I do have a handful of sponsors that are extended family, and they're so good to me. And we try and squeeze them for a little more every year. And sometimes they go backwards, sometimes they go forwards. But really good people, great sport. I love the road racing. I love the dirt. I love the oval stuff. Yes, I'd like better equipment, but I think I got 5 of those amazing spec motors. We have a bunch of cars. I've built the team up to have the right equipment. And I got to drive every race and finish every lap to continue on to the next race. So the plan one day, hopefully this year or probably the following year, that we can actually just run. And if stuff happens and the car gets wrecked, it's okay. Right now, we can't afford the wrecked car. So we always drive at 90%. And when somebody comes up and starts laying the bumper to you, I get out of the way. Howie gets quite upset on the radio. But we have to finish the races to make a couple dollars and build this team, which we've done quite well, into what it is. We're pretty much at the point where we could race 100%, but yeah, just about close.
Well, you're going to pick and choose, and there's nothing wrong with that, Larry. And by God, you're nowhere close to retiring out of this sport yet. Look, if DJ Kennington is still behind the wheel, and Alex Tagliani, and a lot of the names we've seen since the beginning of NASCAR, trust me, you're nowhere close to pulling the pin yet, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's why I own it. I'm going to fire myself. I'm not going to get fired or released. So my goal has always been to be my own boss. And this, you know, well, I guess not having Howie. Howie's pretty strict, but he's amazing and he's really good to have. So couldn't do it without him and my boys. So yeah, same group of guys same five of us that come, I guess, past, I don't know how many years, forever.
Yeah. Well, Howie Scannell, dynamite guy. And you guys just, you group and you group real well. Talk about change in the sport. You don't need to look any further than the NASCAR schedule in Canada this year. Talk about change. There's some big change in this one. We're not ending it at Delaware no more. It's going to end in Quebec. We're going back to Riverside, double races, not the same day, two separate races. And you're still going to all the way out to Newfoundland. You're still going all the way to Edmonton and Saskatoon. And man, what a different looking schedule it is.
I guess we can put it different. I hope it doesn't look like this next year. It always goes back to money, and I hate to nag on it, but we're not sure what our Western Swing's going to happen for this team. We talked about it at the shop. Maybe we can do something, take an older car or, you know, fly back and forth and get somebody to take our car in a trailer and kind of do like a race, but not wreck the car kind of thing. The schedule probably increased the budget by $50,000.
Yeah. And it's no joke, right? That's the real deal, this NASCAR Canada. It is not cheap to run this tour at all,
or rent
a car, really, right?
Pardon me?
Even to rent a car, it's not cheap anymore.
And everybody knows it's 20. I tell numbers to everybody because it's the truth. It's $25,000 bare minimum to rent one of these cars. It's $25,000 to rebuild a motor. If one of these guys pop a motor, it's $50,000 to $65,000 for a motor. And it's not peanuts. I hope my wife's not listening because I don't tell her the motors are that expensive.
Yeah. But we'll edit that part out, Larry, just in case, right?
Yeah, she's a really smart woman. She knows how it works and she knows how passionate we are. And it's taken us this long to get these motors and we can't wreck them, but they are pretty bulletproof. And Yates does, Roush Yates does amazing stuff with these things. And it's a really expensive sport. I was told if I can't afford it, I shouldn't be here. I can't afford it, but we are here just to prove a point. And, we need a couple more teams at our level to make this bigger and better. But the series seems like it's growing. I thought it was going to take a little bit of a hiccup with the schedule, but it looks like it's got tons of cars, especially the Quebec series. I think they might be sending cars home at the end of the year, GP3R or Mon-Ami. You get worried some days, and then you look at some new person in the schedule or in the series, and it's like, oh my, it's still... people can do this still. But I think the schedule might be a little different next year. Without having Toronto Indy, it really impacted our primary sponsor. We lost them, and it was a big step backwards not having the Toronto Indy for my team. I'm not very good there, but that's where all our corporate sponsors would come, and we have a large group of friends that came there. And hopefully it comes on next year.
There's no doubt. Things change, and when they do, there is impact in different levels. The guys in Quebec will be smiling because they got Mon-Ami to finish the year. That's going to help them. The guys in Ontario, that's going to hurt. There's no two ways around it because it from pin to pin, You guys are looking at not taking, you know, a little truck and a little trailer and hauling. You need a transporter to get from point A to point B now. It's just the way it is in the environment. You got to have everything you need when you get to the other end, and there's only one way, and it's to take a rolling shop with you when you go.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's, you break one thing, and you can't tell your sponsor you're not going to race the next race, or say you break something in practice. You have to change motor, transmission, front, you know, weld the front clip back up and get back out there. There's no quit. And at this level, everybody is capable of doing that. It's a pretty talented series. Very talented.
We're with Larry Jackson tonight, driver the number 84 in NASCAR Canada, getting ready to go for 2024. He's got a bunch of road course cars, got a bunch of oval cars. He's got the team. He's got everything that he's pretty well going to need. He also has a little bit of space on his quarter panels if you want some TV time and you want a good driver to back. This guy would be the guy. Larry Jackson's the real deal. Larry, you grew up on oval track racing. At least I believe that's where I seen you first.
Yep.
Are you
yep.
partial to ovals? Do you like road course racing now? Has it sort of went, I don't mind this now?
Well, back in, I guess, early 2000, no, hang on, sorry. Actually, I don't even remember what was. Earlier in my career, we won a whole bunch of championships at Mossport and Kawarthas, and we raced all through New York State in a Tour Modified forever, like 9 years with the Bartons, amazing people. And then I got to the point where we've done it all, not done it all, but we kind of, all my boys moved on, had children, they all married, and then I decided to buy a Pinty's car. Or actually, I guess I got hooked up with Joey there for a bit, and I did some oval stuff for him, just helped out those guys. And then I thought I'd do my own road course car. I knew that I wasn't going to rent somebody's car. I could buy a car and build it myself cheaper and just go out there and kind of learn myself. And I've done that, and I love road racing. I know I'm not really good at it, but I love road racing, and it's so much fun. And this series is a great bang for your buck for road racing. You hear all those fancy cars, all those other people, they race for a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And those cars are quite expensive. But these things are, they're fun to drive. So much fun. And they're great horsepower, 3,000 pounds. So much fun.
Yeah. And you take a look at road racing as it is, SCCA or what have you, on a regular weekend, those guys aren't running for a payout. They're running for a plastic trophy and for the love of the sport. It's not until you get into the stock car guys that we all start going, hey, we need a payout. Yeah, even the guy that finishes last needs a payout.
Definitely. You know, why do it for free?
Yeah.
There's a chance. There's a chance of making some good money. You know, we'd have to win, but maybe Matthew could do that for us.
Yeah, and you got a good driver there. Where was Larry Jackson tonight? Getting ready to go. Larry is down near Toronto. Where is home for you, Larry?
Oakville, Ontario.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're out of Oakville. I know you're a firefighter Monday to Friday. What's that been going like?
I work on a rescue truck in the city of Mississauga. I've been there for next week. It'll be 25 years completed. I'm a captain there. I'm studying to be a district chief. At this time, I should study more. But we run about 14 to 18 calls a day on this rescue truck. We've been saving houses, and we have a fentanyl abuse in our area. We have a lot of low income, and we're always giving our can and bringing somebody back to life pretty much on a daily thing here in Mississauga. And we got amazing fire trucks, amazing crew. I think we have 880 employees. Our population during the day is 1.6 million. At nighttime, it's commuting city, but I think it's about 990,000.
So
we're quite busy, and it keeps me on my toes, and we're always training. It's just like racing. I got a big red pit box instead of my pit box for the race cars. We got all these tools to hopefully fix whatever comes our way at that moment. We've had quite a few fires, quite a few apartment fires. We've had lots of saves. And luckily, I got a great crew behind me there. Mm-hmm. And everything, I'm a pretty lucky person. I got an amazing family, amazing race team. amazing work.
And great. Nothing will keep you in shape like being a firefighter. They do not let you guys let rest on your laurels, even when you are the captain, right? They're all turning to you going, hey, Cap, I'm not seeing you doing what we're doing, so you better be doing it.
Yeah, they abused me pretty heavily there. I carry a radio and bark out a lot of orders.
Yeah.
But it's a young man's sport. I've done my part, and I can do it if need be, as I should be able to. There are days when you're humping up some stairs and lifting, carrying bodies and stuff that you're breathing pretty heavily, and I'm like, oh, I could get in better shape for this race season and work. So turn 50 in a month from now. I could be in better shape, but renovating my daughter's house here has been keeping me in shape. And my beautiful wife takes me to yoga, hopefully twice a week, and I stand in the back and cry. Hot yoga, so I'm trying to get ready for the race season. So I'd like to lose a couple LBs. So.
Yeah, too much fun, too much fun. So race number one comes up for NASCAR Canada. It's all going to kick off at a track I absolutely love, CTMP. Victoria Day Fest once again with the NASCAR Canada Series. What's the thoughts heading into race number one there, big guy?
Well, we get the same car, same motors last year. We just fine-tuned a bit. We just got like 20 pounds of weight out of it. And, just changed all the fluids, pulled everything apart, and put it back together, and it's ready to go pretty much. Howie's been working on that one. Oval cars coming together. We got a purpose-built dirt car sitting there. It's just got to be scaled, and our rental oval car just needs a little bit of work. And Howie's got the 99 car at his place, and he works a pile of magic on that older girl. It's fast. Matthew, but that car is wicked fast too. So, I think that thing's pretty much ready to go as well. It's been a busy season, but not busy season. We timed it. As we get older. Yeah. We space it out and we schedule appropriately. So
yeah, well, you just start getting ready earlier, right? Because it takes a little more time. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You are no stranger to the short tracks either. I've been at Flamborough Speedway or Sunset Speedway, or it doesn't matter the track here in Ontario. And all of a sudden, I'll look at the starting lineup and there's Larry Jackson. I'm going, what the? Where Larry in another car? And all of a sudden you pop in. You got any of those pop-ins coming up this year?
I do and I don't. I haven't. My Kawartha Act late model still there. It's pretty much ready to go. I have Bruce Rankin's limited late model that's pretty much purpose-built for Sunset Speedway. I'm not sure what the rules are there, but my daughter, my 20-year-old daughter, was asking about taking it out for some laps. I got some of my crew guys we're wondering about doing it as well. With the schedule, I'd love to get out there and do some late model racing, but I'd like to just show up and drive somebody's car. But, luckily, I'm spoiled rotten. I still have all my stuff. I have guys that help me store majority of my cars, and my shop gut buddies, they take care of me. If ever to squeeze me out, there'd be a hell of a fire sale. I have so many cars. I think I got eight race cars. So
wow, wow. Where do you store them all? Do you got them at different locations? Or
pretty much, yeah. We got one at Howie's. We got three in my shop right now. Three in another shop. And one in the trailer. Yeah, I guess
that's where a hoist comes in.
We got a bunch of those. It's a disease that every one of us has, and it's a great disease. It's you know, there's so many other bad things we could be doing, and keeps us young, keeps us active, and the world is a tough place right now, and I think all of us that do the racing part, it's great for our mental health. So yeah, it's frustrating at times when you want to beat up your best buddy, but we have so much fun. I tell you, I tell all the kids.
That's the name of the game. You got to be enjoying what you're doing. And Larry, it sounds like you are having a good time doing it. Crew-wise, are you all set, or do you need any new bodies coming in to help? Are you all set?
We get the same five guys. We get along so well. We all come from a variety of different race teams, actually. But we've been together for 4 or 5 years now, the same guys. Mechanically, everybody's mechanically inclined. Everybody knows what to do. We got a couple of guys that come in. My old late model guys come in once in a while. My cousins, they were twins. Since the time I was 15, they were always beside me. they're awesome mechanics. One of them will be back again for the Ontario races. His son's racing now, so we'll see less of him. It's great. We're a bunch of older, everybody's over 50, so yeah. we might be a little slower, but we can get shit done if we need to.
Yeah, there you go. It's the old fart race team, right? But it works. Yeah. It works. That's the name.
But you look around that NASCAR, paddock, we need some younger, hey, listen, people listening here, we need some younger kids in the sport. And you know, it's tough. We bring some young guys in and we work them. We only work them at half the speed and they disappear because they can't handle the pace, you know?
Right, right. Well, and you know, I think what Dale Jr. did this past weekend by giving Bubba Pollard an actual shot in an Xfinity car, honestly, I can't tell you how much, well, you would understand it, Larry, how big this moment is. Not only did Bubba go out and perform and do a good job and come away with sixth place finish, but it just proves that there's guys with talent on the short tracks that really, really earn a spot in a big-time ride and will make the most of it when they get there. But what I'm getting at is it would go a long way in this sport if at the upper ranks you were working towards something and one day could get a call to be called up for a race or two or three or what have you. I think that would bring a lot of people back into the sport because, like you mentioned, a lot of it is based on money right now. Now, I know I could give you the best helicopter in the world, but if you can't fly it, it's not going to be any good to you. So I'm not trying to say that it's dollars only that are putting guys in rides. You have to have the talent to do it. But in the same respect, the guys with ultra talent aren't getting the opportunity because they haven't got the almighty buck. And that's the part of the sport that I know we all hate, but it's kind of cool to see Dale Jr. break the mold and say to everybody, come on, let's get this done.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd like to do it. I know Joey McComb tried doing it at our level. And it'd be nice to do just if somebody ever missed a shift or just it just messed up a little bit. It's not $10,000 damage anymore. It can be 25, even more, right? So, you know, Bubba and Josh Berry and those guys are amazing drivers. Like we have our own. We have Kyle Stackley and Trayton. There's nobody better than those two. And those, I assume Trayton's on later?
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, before his Cars Tour race, we had to reach out and I had to beat him on the head and say, Trey, we need you on here. We want to follow you all the way through. And it's cool to see guys like Chase Pensino getting a ride down south. And, you know, for Carson Hocevar, he's driving the 14 car. And Joey Lawrence, he's had a miserable start.
But terrible.
You watch out. Joey Lawrence is the real deal. He's going to get it done. We know that. But, we've also got him on tonight. Looking forward to it, as I was. Looking forward to getting you on here, Larry. It's been a lot of fun and informative, and I know all of us can't wait to see you back behind the wheel. What's the 84 going to look like come race number one?
Oh, you got the Wonder Bread car there. No Wonder Bread this year. O'Neill stepped it down to an associate sponsor, so it's going to be black. We're going to have Big Chief on the hood for CTMP. It's a jerky company. We've had them for associate sponsors for years. They've stepped on board to be a primary into a couple races here. O'Neill's for associate, and then E3's associate, and then we have a Dooley's Trucking for Newfoundland. Other than that, I think I'm going to be dipping into my wife's purse. She doesn't know that yet.
You've got to get more additions done. And you can't be working for your daughter because I know it'll be at a cut rate.
Oh, yeah. I seem to buy everything, do all the work, and I might get a lunch or a hug out of it. So, yeah, she goes to McMaster University here. We got five girls in the house here. And it's just trying to set her up for the future as well, right? Like, it's so tough for people nowadays. And if I can waste money on race cars, I can help her succeed in life. So, yeah.
But if I can make a suggestion to the viewers on Rev TV, the listeners of Racetime Radio, if you are the manufacturer of Narcan, why don't you sponsor this guy? He is the guy that is saving lives with your product. He's actual boots on the ground in one of Canada's biggest cities saving lives. Narcan, get on the 84 car And you'll actually be doing some really good stuff in NASCAR Canada. But, Larry, I digress. This has been a gas, buddy, and I hope, you get a major deal somewhere, somehow, because you, Larry Jackson, are the real deal. Love watching you behind the wheel. This is going to be a good year, buddy.
Oh, always. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah. Social media, how can fans follow you along?
Larry Jackson 84 at Instagram. Larry Jackson, I'm not even sure what my Facebook page is. Just Larry Jackson. There's an athlete page there, and then it all links together. If it's not tools like a hammer and a wrench or a welder, so I'm not very good at it. But I got a volunteer that takes care of me on the racetrack too. She, Jess, she's awesome with social media, and she helps this old guy out pretty well. So.
Awesome stuff. You go and stay safe, will you, brother? And
always.
We will see you at CTMP. Susie and I are going to make the trip down there. I can't wait.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Larry Jackson, driver of the 84 in NASCAR Canada. They don't make him much better. Narcan, move. Come on. Get on this guy. We'll hit a break, and then we'll be back with you all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay with us, everybody.
Hey, race fans, this is driver George Wilson, number 77. You're listening to Racetime Radio. Racetime Radio. We'll be back.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters. The world's best fire starter.
Hey, everyone. This is World Series champions Lance McCullers Jr. and Carlos Correa. We're excited to announce that our podcast, The Walkout, is now available on SiriusXM.
Each episode, we go inside the world of combat sports, providing hardcore analysis, honest opinions, and top picks for every fight.
If you share the same passion for combat sports as we do, you need to listen to The Walkout.
Episodes are available on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, here to Racetime Radio, live tonight from the Racetime Radio studio. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Happy Easter weekend. I know you could be tuned in on Tuesday and looking at me like I got two heads right now, because the show does air from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday on Rev TV Canada, right across this big, beautiful nation. Or maybe you're tuned in on the Performance Motorsport Network.com. That also airs Racetime Radio Bunch throughout the course of the week. And don't forget about our YouTube page. You can get to it. Just go to Racetime Radio TV on YouTube. Somebody chimed in. And, of course, the YouTube thing's all kind of new to us here, trying to learn everything we possibly can. And I had someone send me a direct message. Joe, you need to do this, this, and this. And you will gain more followers. You will gain more subscriptions and more views and all of this to our YouTube channel. So that kind of stuff is very handy information. Want to thank the listener for doing that. And we're trying to do our best to make sure that absolutely everybody can enjoy the 2 hours. We do talk mainly Canadian racing. I say mainly because we have had Stephen Nassy and Grant Enfinger and a lot of different Americans on the show. We've had Bubba Pollard on the show before, and I'm sure we'll have him on again one day. But we do. But we try and highlight the Canadian contingent to what we're seeing down south. And, of course, right across this country, we got lots to look forward to. All the schedules now are all out, so all of your favorite short tracks, if you're just sort of tuning in now, because it's spring and you're thinking now racing a bit, you can get to all of your local speedways right across the country. Go to their websites. You can pull off their schedule, and tracks like Flamborough Speedway going to open up in April, and Delaware Speedway, I'm sure, is going to open in April. And there'll be lots to see and do. Sunset Speedway going to start out on May the 4th, I do believe, with the Steve Slaughter 100. A nod to the cap to Steve Slaughter. Steve is still around, but Steve not doing the world's best. And our thoughts and prayers are with him and Carol and Jeff and Steve and the whole family. Steve Slaughter, good friend of Racetime Radio and a good friend of mine over the years. And we had a lot of fun, Steve and I, at Sunset Speedway. And I know Brian Toddish and Sandra are getting a season all wound up, ready to go. Don't forget about the Junior Hanley 72 coming up there. And so many tracks, so many good races, and we're going to follow the ball right here on Racetime Radio. We're going to lose SiriusXM Channel 167 here in a couple minutes. They've got a Raptors basketball game. So hour number two, switch on over to YouTube and get to Racetime Radio TV, and you can finish watching the show. I have some really good guests still to come tonight. We got Connor Pertigo, easy for me to say. Connor Pertigo is going to come up next. He's going to run APC Full Tilt this year. So I wanted to get Connor on the show, preview his program, and a lot of big names coming into APC competition this year. Yeah, we've lost a couple, but we're going to gain more than we lost. So watch out. APC going to be something to watch again this year. We also have Joe Lawrence, driver of the 78, past series champion in APC. He's still going to run APC, but he's also taken on the URA Stars Tour. He's attempted twice. He has got in once. He come away with a 16th place finish. Good job for Joe Lawrence and his guys after wrecking early in the day. A good bounce back, but we're going to get Joey on the show, and we're going to talk to him about those first couple of races, and we'll get all the bugs out of the way. It would be driving Joe Lawrence crazy, I guarantee it. He's with Elite Racing, Brandon Vanderwell. Those guys are groomed to win. That's what they do. And by not going out and not getting a W, and not having good success, will be driving those guys insane. So I thought we'd get Joe Lawrence on here and talk about it tonight. And sort of get that out of the way. We'll also catch up with Trayton Lapcevich, getting ready to go for Cars Tour Racing. He's back in his late model stock, the 77 car, and itching to get back into the race. So that's what we got coming up in hour two. So jump on over to YouTube, Racetime Radio TV, and continue on. But we're going to throw it back to Toronto. News, highlights, takes 90 seconds, and Racetime Radio is going to be back. And the listeners over on Channel 167, enjoy your basketball. That's what's going to happen. We'll be back.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence. at LeafRacewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.com. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide.
Time Radio
on Sirius XM 167,
where Canada talks.
And just like that, hour number two begins all live tonight from the Racetime Radio studio. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Sure hope you enjoyed the first two guests. Hey, how about Cole Butcher winning the Sunshine State 200 ASA Stars Tour race? Good on Cole, fellow Canadian out of Nova Scotia. Been down south now over better than a year. He's lighting the lamp. Watch him. He is just amazing to watch behind the wheel, doing a great job in that series. And don't forget about, Kyle Steckley in the 30. I know we're used to seeing him in the 22 car, but he is driving the 30 car for Rhett Jones. He's doing a great job so far. The last race, the Sunshine State 200, didn't work out the best for him. He qualified decent, got out there. I want to say he had either 10th or 11th place start and was rolling. He got right up, I want to say, into the top five, and then something happened to the car. Don't know what it was, didn't see the race, but something happened. He ended up coming home with a 19th place finish, and that just drives Kyle Steckley bananas, just so you know. It will, but you got to know that Kyle will be bouncing back. And same with Joe Lawrence. He did. He had his trouble at the beginning and bounced back throughout the course of the race, come home 16th. So good on Joey Lawrence for that. We will catch up with him here in hour number two. But we're going to talk APC competition with Connor Pertigo, driver, the number 19. Just as soon as he dials in on Zoom, we'll have him up for you. And it's going to be a big year in APC. APC competition I've seen where they're going to have some 200-lap races this year. So the lap count goes up. And whenever that lap count goes up, you know the strategy goes up. And you get a bunch of different guys running at the front of the field. Some are real specialists, you know, when you get 75 to 100 laps, somewhere around in there. They play their cards right. There's no real pit stop. Away they go. They run the race, you know, foot to the floor, so to speak, the whole time out. And they gain advantages by doing what they do. When you increase the lap count, we see it all the time on the East Coast of Canada. The minimum they will do in a Parts for Trucks Tour race is like 150 laps. The rest of them are 200, 250s. The IWK 250, which we have the luxury of bringing to you again this year on July the 20th weekend, all live from Riverside International Speedway. I might add, just while I'm on that topic for a second, if you're looking for a campsite, you best pony up. If you had a campsite, I think you've only got, you may have missed the window actually by now, you may not have, to renew your site. And then whatever hasn't been renewed, which I would say 99% of them renew, it's a very select few that'll be coming open for, you know, new fans to come in. So if you're looking at camping for the IWK 250, and really you want to take in what I have coined as Canada's ultimate short track race, it is the IWK 250 at Riverside. You want to be there the whole time. Action gets underway as early as Wednesday for practice for the sportsman cars, the masters there, along with, I want to say, legend cars. And they got a bunch planned after that, then you would look at Thursday. The pro structure does its practice, and they get everything ready to go. Don't forget, they will have a NASCAR star come in. We don't know who that is yet, but they always have a NASCAR star come in for the IWK 250. You'll see that practice on Thursday and a great big party. They've got a concert planned for Thursday night. Then into Friday, you'll see the Napa cars. You'll see a dynamite show on Friday night. It'll be a 100-lap race. And then on into the IWK 250 on a Saturday. So, like I say, you'd probably want to be there the whole weekend if you can, if at all possible. If not, select your race. You can't go wrong. That will be where the action is, July the 20th. But what do you say we switch the conversation over to APC competition? We got a new guy coming into the series, and, well, new to APC competition. Put it that way. He's not new by any stretch. He got lots of W's on that half mile we love to call Delaware Speedway. He is a crafty veteran behind the wheel. His name is Connor Pertigo. He drives the 19 car. What's going on, Connor? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
You betcha. How's the off-season been for you? Busy? Because I know you made the announcement last year that you were going to go APC this year.
So it's been a very, very busy season for us. We've been searching for sponsorship to help fund our APC campaign, and it's been a really tough deal, and we're still kind of looking for some to pop up in the next coming weeks here. We meet with two next week, which is, you know, that could be the make or break deal, whether we run the whole season or just half the season. So it's a really tough go, but, you know, I think those sponsors will pull through and help out with our program. And yeah, I'd just like to see what our plan is for this upcoming season, and, you know, hope to make an announcement soon on our social media pages on what we're going to be doing.
I got to say this, and I got to say right now to the viewers, if you happen to be one that Connor has contacted, or maybe you're not one that Connor has contacted yet, but you're looking at getting involved with the APC series, I'm telling you right now, this guy would be an awesome choice. Not only will he represent your company the correct way, you don't have to worry about Connor losing his nut and going out there and doing something goofy and giving your company a bad name. That isn't this guy. If you're looking for somebody that's going to make forward progress, has a shot to win the race, Connor Pertigo is an excellent selection. I just wanted to say that because, Connor, I thoroughly believe in you. I've watched you in a pile of Friday night races. You know your way around the half mile. When it comes time for APC competition, of course, it tours around. It goes to Sunset. It goes to Flamborough. It goes to Sauble Beach. What do you like at those other tracks? Have you got much experience at the other ones? And I know they're all smaller than what you're used to, so they're going to feel slower than what you're used to going.
Yeah, so I've been to, I went to Flamborough last year, or 2 years ago, and I did just the weekly race there. There's about 10 cars. It was just to kind of get our feet wet on a different track. And it's a fun little place. It's fun to race around. It's a hard track to pass on, which is the big thing there. Like, if you know to pass at Flamborough, you're going to make your way to the front. But when I ran there, we finished a third and the fourth in the Twin 25s, and it was a great learning experience. It's a tough track versus a track like Delaware, completely different. It's, you know, like a quarter mile or a third mile versus a half mile. It's so much slower, and you're just, you know, you don't have much time to really think once you hit the straightaway. It's, you kind of turn the wheel and you're back on the straightaway and turning again. But it's a fun little track. And that's really the only track I've ever kind of been to outside of Delaware. But I've been to Sauble to watch my cousin race, you know, a lot in the past. And that's a cool track that I've been wanting to race on. It's a very racy track. Sometimes the top comes in and it's just, you know, a two groove racetrack. But that's another track I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, and I can see you doing real good at it, too. You're a methodical driver. You take what the car will give you today, and that's why you get results. I guarantee it. You're not a rammy guy. You're not the guy that goes out there and says, I got a third-place car, and I'm going to win this race, and I'm going to push whoever out of the way to get it. That is not Connor Pertigo. That isn't the way you roll. Every race that I've seen you win, you're a driver that can save, too. I've watched you. counted you out as a viewer. I'm watching on the Rogers broadcast. You're running like third, fourth, fifth, something like that. Closing laps. Connor ain't going to get it done this time. But in the closing laps, all of a sudden, it's like you switched the car to go, and away you go. You had to have saved in order to do that, right?
Yeah. So I've, over the past 2 years, I've learned a lot about, you know, managing my tires, saving the car for when it's the right time to go. And, you know, these longer races with the APC series, like my first 100 lap APC race was the fall race in 2021. And that race, I burnt the tires right off. But by lap 50, I started just falling back. And then ever since that race, I've kind of went back and watched it. Cause, you know, we run a GoPro in our car that just kind of shows, you know, some things that I might not like be noticing on track at the time, and I can go back and watch it. So, you know, I went back and watched the whole race, and I, you know, noticed where I was messing up, and I've kind of just studied that, and I began to learn to save my stuff better and better. And, you know, I've also watched all the APC races, and, you know, I've seen one guy start to push and one guy start to fall off, and it's kind of just taught me that, you know, okay, if I save now till, you know, like if I push on lap 1 to lap 10, I'm going to just fall off by lap 50. That's just the given. But if I just save myself, be smart, don't mess up anyone else's stuff or my stuff, I'll be there at the end of the race.
Yeah, stay on the lead lap. That's key, right? Stay on the lead lap. Keep the guys sort of in line or in vision and click away. Because you can see the guys that are burning their stuff up trying to get to the front. And I know I'll never say Connor Purdue goes out of this race unless it's two to go and you're running way back there. Then I'll comfortably say, okay, well, the kid's probably out of this one. But that doesn't, it's not going to happen often. I can see you in victory lane. I really can through 2024. Let's peel back the layer a bit, shall we? We never get to know enough about you guys behind the wheel. And nothing will make race fans like feeling they know somebody behind the wheel. That's when they get excited. That's when they get energized. And, yeah, they know the name Connor Purdue. They know the 19 car. They see your face. Tell us about you. Where did you get your start? Where's hometown for you?
So I just live, I'm 2 minutes down the road from Delaware. When I go to bed, when I went to bed as a kid, I'd sleep with my window open. And I could just hear the cars driving around at night, which was like, you know, a really cool thing. And I always grew up watching my cousin race there for the last 10 years. And then I finally got my start in that. And I started racing at around age 6. I went up to Grand Bend Motorplex on the road course. We bought a go-kart. My dad's like, all right, go out there and do some laps. And, you know, they set up a couple cones with a little track. And I kind of blew through the cones and made my way down to the little runway back there and was, you know, going down the runway. My dad had to come and chase after me on the quad, which is, you know, that's where I got my start, was Grand Bend. And from there, we went to Point Pelee, just out of Leamington, Jason Papp's track. It's a wonderful facility to get started at. And, you know, there's many racers that are now racing in tracks around Ontario that have started there. And it's where I started. I won my first race there, my first championship. And, you know, we progressed through the ranks and ended up racing at Waterloo Regional Karting Club for a year. Got picked up by a Prime Power team out of Hamilton and just kind of progressed through the ranks there and did some races across the states in karting and did well in those events.
That sounds a little bit like your cousin Matt, right? He came off the road course side of things, sprung onto the oval like a jackrabbit and just did amazing things. And that's where I'll never forget it. I believe it was the Great Canadian 200. I was there covering it for Racetime Radio, and that new driver in the 21, Matt Purdue, for Global Warranty, and I, okay, young guy, new guy, went out there, and I want to say he finished the race second. It was 200 laps. I was sweating, drenched. It was like a 30 degree Celsius day at Delaware Speedway, and I'm down on pit road. After it's over, you can feel the heat coming off the cars, not to mention the heat of the day. And Matt Purdue popped out of that car like he had just, I don't know, was just in it and out. You couldn't even tell he ran a race. I interviewed him, and he was not out of breath. He wasn't out of nothing. And I said, you didn't just run this race, did you? Because you don't look like it. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I could do another 200. That was fun. So that's the kind of pedigree you have got. I heard that maybe Matt's coming back in. Did you hear the same thing?
Well, he's kind of on and off about it for the last couple of years. He's like, you know, I want to come back, but then he's last second. He's like, I'll be all right. I won't race. But I don't know. He says he wants to, but then he just doesn't have the time. He's running the shop downtown Burwell Auto Body. He's taken over it. He's running it for Auto Canada out of Alberta. And, you know, it's a hard job for him to, you know, do. And he doesn't have a lot of time to kind of take off and go racing. As much as he loves the race, it's just he loves spending time with his family and his friends and going to his cottage. And, you know, it's just a lot for him, right?
Yeah, well, I agree. It would be Connor. But the other little tipping thing that you're probably not saying that I can say is he might get his arse whooped by his cousin, Connor. If he did step back into the arena, he might have to finish third now instead of second, because the 19 car would be in front and doing it, because that's the kind of job you do. What do you do Monday to Friday? Are you in the workforce? Are you a student? What's the deal?
So I'm a student at Fanshawe College for Architecture Technology. That's a three-year program. It's got a co-op that's paid, and it's a fun, but it's a really hard program. You got to be precise with everything, and it's, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of time to get something right with it, but it, you know, I got a lot of great teachers, and it's a fun program to do, and I recommend it to a lot of people. And I have that, and then I also work downtown at Matt's shop, just, you know, whenever I'm able. I don't have class and homework, I can pop in and make a bit of money and, you know, support myself.
Well, you need to do that too, right? You can't have it, you can't just go race for a living, not yet anyway. Maybe one day you can, but that's kind of cool. Social media wise, I imagine you're plastered in it. How can fans stay up with you? How can somebody sponsor you if they wanted to?
So if they're wanting to reach out to us, they can go on our Instagram or Facebook page at Pritico Motorsports. Same thing on Instagram and Facebook, same account. And if they want to reach out to me personally, you can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at cpritico19. And any sponsorship inquiries can be sent to our racing page. And that's all we got for really social media.
Any luck at all, kiddo, you're going to get the funding to go full tilt. We need you in the series. You'd be a breath of fresh air. I can guarantee you that. Final question, test and tune. Are you got any plans to test before race number one?
It's hard to say, because it's just, you know, we don't want to start spending money if we're not going to go full-time racing. So right now we're just kind of up in the air about it. But next week we'll be solidified what everything's going to be planned, what our plans are going to be. And, you know, hopefully if we are racing, we'll do the Delaware test, maybe a sunset test for the APC event. But as of right now, it's just kind of, we got our hands on our head and we're not really sure what's going to happen. So we'll go from here, and hopefully the sponsors come in and, we can go from there.
If anybody can get it done, it's you. Good luck with it. Thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time. You go get them and keep us posted, will you? We'll keep everybody out there in Race Time Radio Land all up to date on what's going to happen with the 19. Good luck, Connor.
Perfect. Thank you for having me on tonight. It was a pleasure.
You betcha. Connor Pritico, driver of the 19. We need this guy full tilt. He's that good. If you haven't seen him, if you have a Delaware Speedway, you know what I'm talking about. But he's dynamite. We're going to hit this quick break. When we come back, the 78, Joey Lawrence, is up on the Zoom line. He's next. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, I know. It goes, asphalt's racing on dirt for plant potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
On Sirius XM, channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs, shoots it, score!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. And welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Happy Easter, by the way. And what do you say we get back to the live Zoom line and welcome in our next guest. Our next guest has got two ASA Stars Tour races under his belt. One he just missed by a fraction. And the next one, disaster broke out early. But like a true short track professional, these guys buckled down, fixed the car, and sent Joey Lawrence back out there with the 78 car. And he come home with some results. And that's what we need. And he joins us now. Joey Lawrence, what's going on? How you doing, kiddo?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not bad. Now, Joe, I know the first few races have got to be driving you insane. I know you. I've watched you. I've seen the success. I've seen you have trouble. But, Joe, this isn't you. The first two races, well, I shouldn't say that. The second race, that is you. You take a very bad situation and still come away with results. That is you. But what I'm trying to get at is you struggled the first two. What are your thoughts, and is it driving you as crazy as it is us watching?
Yeah, definitely. We're at the end of the day, we're all competitive, and that's what we're about. We want to be front runners. We knew this isn't going to be a tall task to go against some of these guys. You know, we're, you know, for example, Five Flags, we unloaded with zero laps of knowledge, zero laps ever seen. That was the first time I ever seen the racetrack in person. And then the end of practice, unfortunately, that didn't go our way either. But to like look at it, we got, before qualifying, we had about 35 laps on the racetrack. So we're going against a lot of good guys and a lot of tough competition. So it was, as much as, the 16th place doesn't really show how hard the team worked and how much effort was put into the results, we were definitely just really proud to be able to get in the whole race and, really, really take that opportunity to learn a lot of how that length of race works out with that kind of car, that field of guys, how they race and what kind of respect level you get from fellow competitors. So it was very, very nice to get through the weekend finally.
But I'll tell you, that's character building, and that is and you got to know too, to everybody out there, Joe Lawrence this is a brand new race team. This isn't one that Joe Lawrence has built over the last 10 years, and it's all his, he's used to this and this and this. And listen, it's a brand new team. It's elite race team, the number 78. Brandon Vanderwell, you guys hooked up this year. You put an effort together, and you're learning. You're learning each and every time you hit the track. Sometimes, like you say, you're on tracks you've never even set foot on. And that's got to be a daunting task. You're in the deep end, my friend. With the guys that you're racing against, it does have to feel good to come away with a 16th place finish after disaster comes out in practice.
Yeah, definitely. Like we felt as a team, we felt like we had a top 10 speed wise car at the end. We made a lot of changes throughout the race and really learned a lot as the race went on of what, the car is looking for these types of tracks. Like you said, these are all not only different tracks to just me as a driver, but to us as a team and setup company. We're just, you know, we've never been on these styles of tracks, so we're learning what they want and what works best at them. So it is, like I said, it's a deep learning curve, but this Elite Racing team has been very good so far, and you know, like you said, we're all fairly new to working together. But I don't think you'd be able to tell that. We had a couple bumps here and there throughout the first two races, but I would say at Five Flags, you wouldn't be able to tell this is a team that's only had two races together.
Yeah, the chemistry's coming together. I didn't watch it. We were busy on Racetime Radio. I was watching on Race Monitor, and in between the break, Jim Irvin was here, and I was going, "What do you got, Jimmy? What do you got?" And he said, "78's coming. He's coming." And Kyle, something happened to him. I don't know what happened. He faded back. And of course, Cole Butcher won the race. So I asked Cole, have you got a chance to talk to your fellow Canadian guys that are down there? Because let's face it, you guys are foreign coming in to what is the biggest super late model show in North America, not just in a state, in North America. Have you had a chance? And he said, nope. I've stayed to myself, but I want you to know that I respect Joe and I respect Kyle, and I know one day we're going to get together. So just so you know, they are thinking, and I know camaraderie in the sport makes a difference, right? He is kind of proud to say there's other Canadians here.
Yeah, definitely. I can see where he says it. Come race day, a whole race weekend, you have to put so much focus in your own program, and as much as you'd love to like get out and talk to some other guys and see what they're saying, you just, there's not a lot of time to get where you need to be to, you know, run up front and win like Cole did on the weekend. It takes a lot. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of respect between guys, and doesn't mean you're always talking to each other, but you're always busy. And I did enjoy that. There was quite at least around me. I know that it seemed like there were some tempers flaring at points in time in the race, but as far as it went with me, I feel like there was a lot of respect given and a lot of respect given back as well from that side of things. And that's, to me, that's very important, especially getting your feet wet and joining in on a new series for myself. You know, you want to have respect from your racers and know moving forward that we can become good, clean, hard racers and put on shows for the fans as well as they do right now already.
And that is the 78 of Joe Lawrence that we all know. And they're going to get to know him down south quite quickly. A real solid effort is what these guys will do. And I can honestly say, knowing Joe Lawrence, if they can't be competitive, they're not even going to show up. They're going to go do something different. But when they show up, you got to know that they are gunning to win. That's what these guys are all driven on, and it's so cool. Joe, do you pinch yourself every now and then when you look and you see, there's Bubba Pollard. Oh, there's Steven Nassi. Oh, there is Ty Majeski. And the list goes on and on and on. You're racing against all the best.
Honestly, I would say I've probably been pinching myself for like the past 5 years of my racing career. I remember coming back from UNOH to be at home and running full time. Oh boy, my brother's giving me a message here.
Is it? Is it?
honestly, like, I came back from school, I think it was halfway through the 2017 race season. Kind of around when APC was just starting to get rolling and, you know, they're to what they are now. That's how I always felt. It was always a dream of mine to run APC, to try and do some stateside stuff. You know, I feel like it's any racer's dream around here to get an opportunity at these big shows, both here and stateside. So, you know, at that point in time, I didn't see any chance of me running APC. And then all of a sudden, I have Luke Ramsey, Jamie Cox walk up and say, you know, we want you to run a race for us. And from there, that moved on to our 2020 championship in APC. And then now we have this opportunity, which is just amazing. And I have to thank Brandon and Destiny have definitely spearheaded the entire operation. It's crazy how much time, effort, and just all this background stuff that goes into going stateside and running these races with these big names. It's it's not as simple as loading the car up and heading down the road. So,
yeah.
The whole team has worked really hard. Elite Property Management is definitely shown how hard and dedicated they are to a program like this. I appreciate that very much. Paragon also hopped on board. Jamie's been a long supporter of me my entire race career, really. It was a pleasure to first meet him in Sunset when I was helping Nick Getz in the limited late model scene. So, yeah, like I said, it's I think every year I think, oh, I wonder what I'm going to be doing this year. And then all of a sudden I'm doing something that I didn't even think was even possible or had an opportunity to do. So it's crazy for where I am now.
Well, the cool part is, Joe, you have earned your way through all of it. That is the coolest part of all. You get an opportunity, and Joe Lawrence, you make the best of that opportunity. You don't look at it and go, meh, okay, yeah, sure, I'll go try it. Yeah, let's see what we can do, guys. That isn't it. You, when the opportunity opens, Joe Lawrence goes 100% laser-focused, and let's go. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. And away you go. And that's what I absolutely love about watching you, watching the team that you got surrounding you. And it's just amazing. How many guys have you got on the 78 ASA Stars Tour car that are from your APC championship team? Have you got many guys that have swung over and with you now?
That might be one thing that's actually pretty commonly uncommon, I guess I should say, in the sense that I don't think I've ever had a team that's the same as the year before. We always seem to be changing up constantly, and I think it's just based off of what I'm racing every year. It's been since 2017. It hasn't really been like, oh, I'm running APC for 5 years consecutively and I can build this team. It was, we had 2019 and 2020, we had pretty much the same team. And that was, like you said, to have the chemistry already there heading into a season is crazy important. We spent 2019, we got rookie of the year APC. We built the team, we built, what chemistry we needed and what we were looking for. And then 2020, the only thing that changes is we get a new car under us, and that definitely showed in 2020. We had a killer team that showed up to the track, and it's kind of cool to look back now. Like, you'd show up with a group of 5 to 8 of you, for say, and then you get out, and all of a sudden everybody's, one guy's off to the tire bin, next guy's off to tech to see what's going on there. Couple of us are unloading the car, looking at the train. We're all a team, but we're all on these different ends of the track. And then all of a sudden, practice time comes around, and we're all together, and out goes the car, and we're looking for speed.
Yeah. Well, that's chemistry, right? That's how it all comes together. Everybody's got a job on that team, and they do it. They do it to their best of their ability. And that's how championships are won. That's how races are won. And Joe Lawrence, I know you're going to win. You're going to win lots. Your schedule is going to get mighty ambitious and mighty busy. I look at the ASA Tour. Your next race doesn't come up until May 23rd. You're off to Hickory. Talk about a track with character. You're off to Hickory. Have you ever raced there?
Nope.
Ooh,
that's another one. I haven't even seen the racetrack in person yet. So we're really hoping that we can get a practice day of some sort in beforehand. They talked about there are a couple races happening before the ASA series goes there, so we might have to try and hit one of those up and then, run at the back for safety reasons. We don't want to come back with any wrecked parts. Yeah. So, we won't be looking for results there, but we'll be looking to figure out what we need to run up front in the – upcoming ASA race.
1-800 Trayton Lapsevich. Trey, tell me about Hickory. There's lots of guys that have got lots of laps on there that would be able to help you out. But it's going to be incredible. Of course, you're also signed up to do APC this year, at least as many as you can. It's going to be a busy time for you, Joe.
Definitely. You know, we're looking at taking it, you know, one race at a time, see where we go. So obviously we're really excited to try and put the program together for Hickory, but we're also very excited to try and get it all together for the season opener for APC coming up at Sunset. 200 laps. That just sounds like a blast. So I'm really excited for that race, and hopefully we can put together a really fast piece for it.
Well, and you're getting all the parts you need, right? Like any of the ASA stuff is all 200 laps or better. That's all music to your ears, right? You're going to be able to walk into an APC 200 and go, oh, yeah, this will be fun.
Definitely, it'll be a blast. There's so many differences between the series that it's always going to be, you know, a learning. You're always going to learn something. 200 laps at Sunset is a long time. Sunset's a very very different animal in its own self that you can't overlook it, or it will show you.
Oh yes, she'd bite you in a hurry. Gotta ask you, how's brother doing? Is he getting his herd of four cylinders ready to go? And he'll be leaning on you to get in one of them, I guarantee it.
I don't know. He might have to build another one for me to drive. He was just telling me the other day that he's just finalized renting out the car he built for himself to race. So I'm not really sure what all he plans on running this year himself, but he's definitely putting together a really good program, and I'm excited to see that expand to multiple different tracks this year. And it's really cool to just see a program like that. It's never really been there in a long time, and to be able to do that, I'm definitely excited to see how it grows and where the future takes it.
Well, you're going to have to let Chris know that he's on my hit list, my radar list. I'm going to get him on before green flags fly. But we got to thank you so much, Joe Lawrence, for the time tonight and catching up with us. You got to know we are all on your side. We are all watching every lap you're doing. And we look forward to getting you back on Racetime Radio. You're a true Canadian star, man. Go down and prove it. You can do it.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. Also, just want to thank all the fans that subscribe to watch us stateside. Obviously, you know, we love to see everyone in person, but everyone that supports all of us as Canadians to go down there and see what we can do with them, it's really appreciated. All the messages, all the thoughts. It's just it's very overwhelming sometimes, you know, the amount of people that reach out after problems or incidents, even just to say you're doing a great job. It's not unnoticed, and it's very appreciated. So thank you again, guys.
We love you, Joe Lawrence. Don't ever change. You're doing an awesome job. That is the 78 of Joe Lawrence. You can catch him tracktv.com for his live ASA races. And this year for his APC races, you got to get Racing America, because that's where those races are going to be. You don't want to miss a lap with that 78 car in the field. We're going to hit our final break. When we come back, Trayton Lapsevich getting ready to go for Cars Tour. He's going to join us live next. Stay right there. We will be back live on Racetime Radio.
Bonjour, ici Andrew Ranger, coureur de la voiture 27. Vous écoutez Racetime Radio. I'm Andrew Ranger. You're listening Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big-name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on-site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. Give Jerry Baker a shout, 226-583-8001, and keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on The Buried Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's all right.
It's Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's all right.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have fueled this sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick Fire Starters. No harmful chemicals and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Fort Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Andy Gadish, Nova Scotia.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio
on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks.
And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. So, so glad you could tune in tonight, all live from the Racetime Radio studio. Off we go to the Zoom line once again, the final time tonight, with the driver of the number 77 in the Cars Tour. Yeah, this guy drives a late model stock, the hardest division Cars Tour has got. He loves the challenge. He is a champion here in Canada, or a national champion to be exact. His name is Trayton Lapsevich. He joins us. What's going on, Trey? How you doing?
Not much. How are you?
Look at that. You're in the basement. What did Mom say? Okay, get out of here. We're having dinner. Get downstairs.
Just finished over at Grandma's house.
Are you? So, are you? Good deal. How did Easter go? Good? You have a good time with everyone?
Yeah, for sure. Happy Easter. It's a great day.
Yeah, good deal. You're ready to get strapped back into a race car. You've had a little couple days off now. It's time to get back in and wheel.
I am. It felt like it's been a long time. We were rained out there the other weekend when we were supposed to go to New River All-American Speedway there. We had tested just a few days before, too. So I was really excited for that one, and the rain came. But, yeah, we're back at it at Hickory this weekend.
Oh, man, Hickory, what a racetrack. Just talking to Joel Lawrence. When he goes back ASA racing, their next race is Hickory. I said, dial 1-800 Trayton Lapsevich. I need to find out about Hickory because you're going to have the big notebook. What's that track like? Have you been on it? You have, haven't you?
Yeah, I ran the Easter Bunny there in 2022. Hickory, it's pretty worn out. It's a rough track for sure. They've kind of – I know I tested a limited late model stock there about a month ago now. I was down there with the Chad Bryant racing team, and they had a car that they were testing there. So I tried it out there, and they'd had some new patches on the track. They're just trying to smoothen the racetrack up, I think, in parts where it's kind of starting to come apart. So it's changing for sure. They got some sealer down there too. It adds a little bit of grip, and it speeds the car up too. So yeah, it's rough for sure. It's very technical, but excited to get there for sure.
How do you even think, well, not you, because you're driving the car, but how does Chad and those guys sort of set that car up for this ski jump that comes off turn four, because you actually get air coming off that baby.
Yeah, for sure. It's super bumpy, super rough. Luckily, Chad's shop is about only 5 minutes down the road from Hickory, so they're there pretty much every week for sure. He's got a guy running a couple cars running weekly there, and then they test pretty much every week as well. So definitely Chad's got a big notebook there, so I'm kind of excited to get there. I think we should have some good cars for sure.
Well, it's like talking Glenn Schnur at Sauble Speedway back in the day when Glenn used to just live down the road. There was nobody that knew Sauble Speedway better than Glenn Schnur. The guy had it figured out. He was building cars and setting them up and doing the whole thing. Just a wealth of knowledge, and I know Chad would be that way down there. You're pretty excited this year about the opportunity ahead. Is that going to be, is that your full-time focus, I would imagine? And will you do anything else, Trayton? Has there been talk about anything else, or 100% laser-focused in on Cars Tour late model stock?
Yeah, the focus is definitely going to be on late model stocks. Really excited to have Evram on board and the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and really appreciative of their support too. Other than that, I think we built that new super late model for the Snowball Derby there in December, and then ran it at Speed Weeks in February as well. So I think we're going to mix in a couple more ASA races when we can, when the schedule allows. I think probably planning to do Hickory for our next one with the ASA cars as well. Not really sure other than that, kind of tossing a few things up in the air, and maybe end up in Canada for a couple races too. Not really sure yet, but throwing a few things around, and probably have some more details soon on all that.
We'd love to see you back in APC land, I can tell you that, or NASCAR Canada. I know they won't want to see you again. You've had your day, your time, away you go. It'd be kind of nice to get rid of Trayton Lapcevich out of that series, because you end up usually winning, but that's usually what you do when you get behind the wheel of a race car. You don't go to run second, do you?
No, not usually. It's definitely the late model stocks has been a learning curve so far. We've been just trying to get seat time. We've tested a few times now, and Southern National was a really, a decent start to the year for us. Pretty much ran top five all day, and until we got an incident in there later and ended up with a P9. But overall, pretty good experience, and just getting comfortable with the cars. And like I said, I think we're going to have a pretty good package come Hickory this weekend, and should be able to build on that as well.
I watched the Pats 150 and the Easter Bunny 150, watched them both, and I got to say, it reminded me a lot of Southern National, where if you got out of that bottom groove, if you happen to get up in lane number two, say goodbye. You're going to go backwards unless you can get a hold to get tucked back in. That's what it reminded me of, and watching you in that first Cars Tour race, I was going, oh, look at this, Trayton, he's coming, he's doing it. You happen to step out just a little bit and zoom right up the inside, Chad McCombie, and there's so many good cars, right?
Yeah, luckily Hickory, I don't think, is quite as abrasive as Southern National was. That was the big thing there. They really slowed down the pace at the start of the race, and it's tough when you get to that point because you almost got to play offense and then defense at the same time. I was kind of having it there where I was kind of riding around where I was, and then Carson Quapple started putting some pressure on me, and then that caused me to start putting pressure on Caden Honeycutt, and it's kind of just a whole big train. It's just a line of cars kind of pacing, or high speed pacing around the bottom. But luckily, I don't think Hickory is quite as abrasive. I don't think we're going to have to slow down the pace as much. I think there's going to be a lot more racing, and probably the pace will speed up fairly quickly. And then the outside lane there is definitely not the preferred lane. It's definitely an inside dominant track as well. But luckily, I think you can kind of make it work on the restart if you are able to pinch a car down. Not like Southern at all. Southern, you got up there on the outside and you were pretty much going to the back no matter what. There's just no grip at all whatsoever. But Hickory, I think, is going to be a little bit more racy, and it should make for a pretty good race.
Yeah, and in Cars Tour, right? There's so many competitive cars. You got them all on the racetrack, and there can't be a tenth or two from first to 10th or 20th or whatever. It's so tight of a field. And we don't seem to see the tire drop off. Does it feel like that in the car too? Are you waiting for tire drop off and it doesn't come, or what?
Yeah, I think that's just why we end up going so slow at the start of the race. I think at Southern National the pace slowed down like a second to a second and a half, and then at New River, they are expecting the pace to slow down almost 2 seconds to 2.5 seconds. So it's really just a lot of these guys have been doing it for a really long time, and they understand these tracks really well, and kind of just how hard they can push the cars. Obviously, there's a new Hoosier compound this year. As drivers, we keep saying we think it's a little bit different, but at the same time, it really doesn't seem like it's making that much of a difference. The speeds are almost the same. It feels like they might have a little more grip. We know they have a stiffer sidewall. I don't really think there's a difference in the tires. It's kind of the same thing. Like I've been saying, if you piss off the right rear, it's still going to be angry at you. So it's kind of the same deal in that sense. But I think these guys are just really good at pacing themselves. And for myself, not having a whole lot of experience with the cars and the tracks, I'm kind of just, following the crowd and keeping the same pace as everyone else without losing that much track position. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and then making your move when it all counts. Great. Just awesome to watch you behind the wheel. We're with Trayton Lapcevich. He's getting ready to go. Hickory is his next race in the Cars Tour down south. You can get it all. I want to say it's on Flow Racing. Right? Flow. Yeah, well, there's so many different ones now, and they're all bouncing around. I got my fingers on all of them, so I can never miss one of your guys' races. At least, like last week, I had to because we were doing the show, but I still followed along on Race Monitor. Trayton, what's it like getting out there with all these guys? Does it feel different than, your NASCAR Canada days or your Super Late Model days up here? Does it feel different down in the U.S.?
A little bit. There's some similarities, there's some differences. It's kind of like, as for the drivers, obviously the fields are really tight, but it was kind of like that in APC for a really long time as well. It was, the times were really tight and the cars were tight. So, it's the same deal in that sense. It's just like, it's obviously a little bit different. I think it's more comparable to the Snowball Derby and the Super Late Model side of things. There's a lot of really good teams, and there's a lot of money in it too. A lot of really good equipment. So that always brings things a little tighter. As for the competition, I feel like there's certain guys. Kind of after my first race, you feel it out. There's certain guys you can race around all day long, and there's other guys that'll rough you up a little bit quicker. So it's pretty much the same as any series in that sense. You're always going to kind of have that, but the drivers are definitely really smart. A lot of them have a lot. Lot of history in those late model stocks and those tracks, so it's going to be tough to, for sure. It's going to be a learning curve, but I think with Chad's experience and just all the testing we're going to do, it's going to help get the hang of it pretty quick.
Any track on the schedule, when you look down the schedule in the Cars Tour, any track you look at specifically and go, "Ooh, God, I can't wait to get to this one."
I'm excited for all of them, really. But if I had to say that there's one that I'm really excited for, I think it'd have to be North Wilkesboro. I think that's going to be really cool. Obviously, they've paved it, and in the history that's surrounding that track, I know they were testing there just last week, I think, and the cars were insanely fast. So that's going to be pretty cool. South Boston Speedway is another one that I'm pretty excited for. Langley. A lot of these tracks that I've ran on iRacing for so long, but I've never actually got the chance to go there in real life. That's kind of, it's going to happen this year, and I'm really excited about that. So those are some cool tracks that I've had a lot of fun on the iRacing sim, and really excited to get there in real life too.
Well, I know we're all excited for next weekend to hurry up and get here, and we can see you back behind the wheel of the 77 in the Cars Tour. But, well, I gotcha. How's school? How's it going? Are you just about ready to pack it in? It's April, right? When does school end for you?
Yeah, this coming week is actually my last week of official classes, so that's good, because it's been really busy juggling school and racing. We've been doing a lot of testing during the week and having to fly back and forth and whatnot. But, this week's the last week of regular school. And then have a couple exams coming up after that. But overall, excited to wrap the school season up for sure and get racing full time here.
Piece of cake, exams. You are meant for those kind of things. Now, Is this the last year? Do you graduate now, or do you still got more to look forward to?
No, I'm actually only halfway through after this year. So two more years coming up, and then I'll be through it all.
I can hear Mom right now. You buckle down. I love watching your race, son, but you're going to pass. That's what you're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And now I got to ask you, family weekend, did Caden make it home?
No, Caden didn't make it home. They were actually supposed to be racing this weekend in Irwindale for the ARCA West race there, and they ended up raining out, so he had other plans either way. But yeah, he'll be there at Hickory next weekend, and he'll be there at the race too, so that'll be cool.
More Easter Bunny for you. Not a big downside on this one. Hey, good luck, Trayton, in all you do this coming weekend. You got to know Canada is solidly behind you, my friend, and definitely Racetime Radio. I'm going to be pestering you after. Don't forget to tuck that Canadian flag in beside you and make sure you whip it out when you hit victory lane. And I mean the flag, whip it out and show everybody that Canada just won a cars to a race, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe. It's been really cool having, you know, a lot of support from all the fans in Canada. And it's really cool that everyone can follow along on Flow there and see the races. So I'm just really appreciative of all that support. And yeah, like I said, definitely excited to get to Hickory this weekend. Thanks for having me, Joe.
We will not miss a lap. Trayton Lapcevich, the real deal champion here in Canada. Watch out, Carster. Here he comes. Thanks so much, Trey. Have a good one. It's going to be so good. We got so much to look forward to. Racing just getting ready to fire off on this side of the border, right? And, of course, alive and well down south. And we've got Canadian participation that is happening in a lot of really cool series down there, be it ASA Stars Tour, be it, you know, the Cars Tour. So many good competitors. And so much to look forward to on this side of the border. Things are all going to fire off. I mentioned it earlier. Get to your local short track. Pull off that schedule. Next week, we'll have to check in with Trevor Siebert and find out how things are going. That RS1 Cup race, I believe they double in with Trans Am. That's coming up. I don't know whether it's next weekend or the weekend after, but it's going to be at Sonoma. Imagine that, if you will. That's going to be just amazing for those guys. Lots happening out on the west coast of Canada. Tons happening on the east coast of Canada. Our super lit, with a super clean late model, super late model series. All that stuff is fired up, getting ready to go green, and just all the tracks. We got lots to look forward to, is what I'm getting at. And we get to all of it as much as we can, humanly, in 2 hours, right here on Racetime Radio each and every week. Join us again Tuesday night, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Rev TV Canada. Or don't forget to be back here next Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be all live from right here in the Racetime Radio studio. Got to thank Susie Q right here in our studio. I got to thank Ed and Mike at Rev TV. Got to thank Scotty back in Toronto. Steele down at Performance Motorsport Network. So many people to thank, including you, for tuning in and making Racetime Radio your weekly stop. But that's going to do it for me. I'm pretty well dried out. I got to hit this end. I need a drink. Have a good one, everybody. Be safe, and we'll catch you next week right here on Racetime Radio. Be safe.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.